hit a real steep decline. Yeah, things aren't going really great for them. It's kind of not looking too good from a contract standpoint. And then going back to Joel Embiid, him with the injuries, and I think he's on the other side of 30 now. With the new contract, he did get extended during that period of time. Got extended before this season. Yeah, things aren't going great. So now we're here. They have their pick, which they need to be in the bottom six for them to get it. Embiid's out for the season. I don't know when we're gonna see like MVP Joel Embiid again, because the injuries, the knees are really not great right now. And then Paul George, they're locked into $212 million. And oh, by the way, they made Tyrese Maxey wait an extra year to go get paid so they can sign Paul George. So now this roster is 25% of the cap for Tyrese Maxey, 30% of the cap for Paul George, and 35% of the NBA salary cap to Joel Embiid. So if you want to do math, that's 35, 25, 60. Am I doing math right? 90% of the cap? Is it that much? Hold on. Yes, that's a lot of percent of the cap. So yeah, things aren't great. They really need to go lose the season because they can't really afford to give up their pick. It is 90% of the cap. They can't really afford to give up their pick to the Thunder, of all teams. Please don't give up their pick to the Thunder. So it's kind of just like, yeah, but they're really locked into the Paul George, Joel Embiid contracts. And Joel Embiid, maybe you have some faith that he just, you know, this offseason is going to be a great thing for him. He gets surgery, he comes back playing like, maybe not peak Embiid again, but just really good Joel Embiid. But I don't know. And Paul George, I'm not going to lie to you, that shit might have sailed. Yeah. It's not looking too great for the Sixers, can't lie to you. So then we go to the other team. The Phoenix Suns. Now, a little backstory. Because about a year ago, I said that the Phoenix Suns were on a clock. Like Devin Booker, whether he said it, he probably didn't say it, but he kind of, like, the Suns were on a clock, whether if he was going to request a trade or they were going to blow it up. It's kind of looking more that he's going to request a trade, but we can't get ahead of ourselves. Oh, the reasons for that: Suns aren't contenders. They don't have any ideal ways of getting better. Durant's old, huge salary, flight risk. Beal aging, huge salary, no trade clause, no picks. Team is going to keep declining. Only way to recoup some assets is to trade Booker. Yeah, that was the reason. I said that last year. And yeah, it's kind of gotten worse. But yes, we're getting ahead. Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, DeAndre Ayton. Vibes are high. They're doing great. Then they run into Luka. And then they lose by a lot in Game 7. Not a great time for them. But they use that as a learning experience, and they come back the next year, 64-18, they're flying high, and then they lose again. Am I messing up my dates? I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I forgot what team they lost to, but I thought I wrote it down. I didn't write it down. But yes, they end up losing. I think the real way, like the start of this like downfall for them, was their new owner. Yeah, they with some things I'm not going to get into, they hired a new owner, Matt Ishbia. And in the first 6 months, they were like, we just have to trade for Kevin Durant. They trade Cam Johnson. They trade Mikal Bridges and a lot of picks for Kevin Durant. And it worked out pretty well. I mean, there were some injuries, some slipping and falling from Kevin Durant. A lot of bad luck. But they're like, next year is going to be the year where we turn some things around and things are going to be good. But then it doesn't go like that. There are some contract things for Chris Paul. So then they trade Chris Paul. And I want to say, yeah, they trade Chris Paul. And then they ended up trading for Bradley Beal. And I think that was the real, like, anchor to the ship going down. Because they traded Bradley Beal for a lot of assets. And they didn't really get too much in return. And then they traded DeAndre Ayton. Didn't get too much in return. So, like, the last 2 years of this Durant-Booker experiment has been Durant, Booker, Beal. A lot of guys that are just okay. A lot of minimum guys. And a lot of coaches. It went from the guy who I'm not going to name on here. If you know, you know. And then it went to Frank Vogel. Kind of really weren't really messing with Frank Vogel. And then they hired Mike Budenholzer. And they really aren't messing with Mike Budenholzer. So, yeah. And then they tried to trade Kevin Durant in the middle of the year. And Kevin Durant had to come out and say, yeah, no, I'm not getting traded. So it's kind of, he's going to get traded in the offseason. And I don't know how many picks they're going to, like, get back for him for just all the reasons I named before, age, contract, injury stuff. But, and then you have Devin Booker, which Devin Booker can request a trade. And I know I've been seeing reports of him not wanting to request a trade, but that's something I'll believe when I see it. And I'm kind of, like, I'm kind of convinced that Booker and KD are going to request a trade at, like, on the same day, at the same time, and we're going to get, like, double chance notifications. But yeah, things aren't great in Phoenix. Don't really have a lot of picks, have a lot of money tied up. The only thing is to really rebuild, but I don't know if Matt Ishbia wants to do that, which is a whole nother thing that maybe I'll get into another day, with just GMs having way too much pride. But yeah, future's not looking too bright for the Phoenix Suns. Future isn't looking too bright for the Sixers. I think they're a little better, but they're gonna have to make some trades, which I don't know if they want to do that. But yes, that's it. I could add the Bucks here, and maybe the Bucks will get their own little thing eventually. I did cook up some Giannis things, but I did cook up some Giannis trades earlier, but we'll see. I'm kind of killing time because something happened that wasn't supposed to. Okay.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets waiting for a best friend just like you. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Shakira, is that you?
Oh my god, you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Don't touch that dial.
wanted me. It's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah. Your tongue like my bad habit. Would you mind if I tried to make a pass at it? No, you're not too good for me, my dear. Funny you come back to me, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I can't ignore, yeah. Now that you're back, I can decide if I decide if you're invited. You always knew the way to wow me. Around, get tongue-tied. I turn it on, I make it rowdy. Then carry on, but I'm not hiding. You grabbing me hard, cause you know what you found is biscuits, it's gravy bag. Yeah.
All right. That was Childish Gambino, Summertime Magic. Now, football. Again, yeah, I overestimated how much time I had up until, like, free agency and stuff. So, yeah, we're not doing divisions by divisions anymore. We don't have time for that. So, I have all the teams in the NFC, and I have them in tier list. It's going to make sense when I talk about it. But yes, this is, like, the off-season needs, what they should do. Yeah, all that good stuff. So, in the everything tier, they need everything, mostly a rebuild. It's the Saints. They are not a good football team. And I don't... Hold on. I don't like this instrumental. Okay. The Saints, they need to rebuild. And I'm kind of tired of them pretending that they can just, like, sneak into the playoffs every year. They're kind of like the NFL version of the Bulls, where it's like, when are you guys going to give it up? Yeah, and this is kind of where they are right now. Why does that seem loud? I don't know why I'm all over the place right now. I got to lock in. Yes, Saints got Derek Carr isn't a good QB. The team's getting old. Chris Olave kind of just doesn't want to be there. There's been a lot of coaches in and out, but I just don't know why they just don't scrap it. Like, they haven't had a top 10 pick in forever, and, like, certain teams never get better is because they never bottom out. You got to get some good talent out the draft sometimes. And just the Saints never want to do that. They keep restructuring contracts. So, like, they never have any money to go do things. And it's just, in terms of the contracts, you just got to pay the guys. You got to eat your vegetables. Just pay the money you're supposed to, so you can have cap space in a year or two. But I don't know. But they need everything. They need a defensive line. Cameron Jordan's getting old. They need cornerbacks. They traded Marshawn Lattimore. The other cornerback is going to be a free agent. They have no safeties. The offense is rough. Alvin Kamara is just there. He's playing good, though. Played great last year. But that's it, man. They need everything. I'm it's rough in New Orleans. Okay. Let me lock in for the next year. I was kind of all over the place. Two teams that need an overhaul, specifically defensively, or the offensive line. Arizona Cardinals, offensively, they were fine. Except the whole not passing the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr. thing. They just didn't want to do that, which is weird. And one, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is way too nice. I don't know why he just didn't tell Kyler Murray, give me the ball. And I hope in his exit meeting, like, there's a meeting that you have with the coach, like the last meetings before you go into the offseason. I really hope he was just like, give me the ball. But in a little meaner, a little ruder terms, stuff I can't really say on here, but you get my drift. You can add in a couple words if need be. But yes, Marvin Harrison shouldn't be getting 800 yards in a year. He should be getting 1,500 yards in a year. They drafted him fourth overall. Outside of that, offensive line could use some work. Defensively, kind of needs an overhaul. That explains the tier. And yeah, it could be better. It could be worse. But it should be a lot better, especially in a tough division. They have cap space, so we'll see what happens with that. But they really need to start hitting on their picks and drafting some stars, because they need, like, a real, like, push, especially in, like, the youth talent, because they don't really have a lot of Pro Bowlers or All Pros outside of, like, Kyler Murray and their safety, Buda Baker. And yeah, for the Buccaneers, kind of the same thing. The defense is kind of old. Kind of got some free agents. They've been trading some guys, traded Carlton Davis. Offensively, Baker Mayfield's been playing great, but they keep on losing offensive coordinators. So eventually they're going to have like a regression in that, like on the offensive side of the ball. And as for offense as a whole, Mike Evans is still there. On the other side of 30, Chris Godwin is probably going to leave. Running backs is a hit. Bucky Irving's really good. Offensive line's been fine. Could get a little better. But yeah, again, overhaul on defense. Overhaul. Word of the day. 8 letters. 2 syllables. Yes. Overhaul. All right. I really want to stick that point home. Okay. In the next tier, trust the process. These teams are teams that didn't make the playoffs. They're kind of like rebuilding, but I kind of like where they're headed. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. You might have to put some glasses on, but it's there. You just need a couple, like one good off season, and you can be in the playoffs next year, honestly. Like this upcoming season, they can be in the playoffs. So with that being said, the New York Giants, yes. I could be one of the more optimistic fans, but it's really hard for me to just be pessimistic about this team, especially when I really think about it. I watched all 17 games, more or less. The team did some good things. We have areas of the team that's really good. The defensive line is really good. Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau kind of just need a D tackle. Cornerbacks, we need really good cornerbacks. That's kind of like the real glaring hole on our team on the on the defensive side of the ball. Linebackers are fine, not really worried about those two. Tyler Newbin, safety, Drew Phillips, oh, that's our slot corner, that's our other cornerback. He's really good. Just need plug and play pieces in some of those parts on the defense. And that's a top 10 unit. I'm not even worried about that side of the ball if they plug in some pieces. Offensively, do you want me to say the obvious need? It's the quarterback, but I think that can get solved with a signing, possibly Aaron Rodgers. We'll see how that goes in the next couple weeks, and then you draft in a quarterback. I kind of like the quarterbacks in the draft. I think they can both be really decent. So, yeah, that can get solved. Offensive lines, probably just like a really good guard. And then really need like a bigger wide receiver too. And honestly, yeah, like the offense should be pretty decent. The defense is going to win us a lot of games, or it's going to keep us in a lot of games. And then the offense just got to score some points. Just can't be worse than last year. And yeah, I have a lot of faith in the Giants. So I'm trusting the process. As for the other teams, it's kind of speed runs a little bit. Panthers, I think they can really make the playoffs. Bryce Young played really good at the end of last year. Might need a wide receiver one. Defense, J.C. Horn's really good. Derrick Brown on the interior. Need some edges. If they can get better at the premium positions, wide receiver, cornerback, edge, then they can be really good. For cornerback, just getting J.C. Horn a cornerback too. It's loud. And then, yeah, edge. Offensive line has been playing pretty good. Just need their left tackle to get better. Running back is fine. Yeah, Panthers look pretty decent. They just gotta don't do anything dumb. Don't tie up any long-term money into bad players. Easier said than done, of course. And just keep doing what they're doing. Bears, same thing. The vibes are high in Chicago. They got a real coach. Offensive line needs some real work. But outside of that, you get an edge rusher, and this team is winning like 10, 11 games. As long as Caleb Williams is like better than last year, which new coach, vibes are high, better offense, should be fine. So I think Bears are like an 11-win team, 10-win team possibly. Falcons, same thing. Michael Penix is going to get a real starting job, real starting opportunity next year. The offense is great. More defensively, could use another cornerback, could use, honestly, defensive overhaul. I'm using the word again. They need that. But the division is not that tough, so they can definitely sneak like 10 games and win the division. I'm pretty sure the Buccaneers only won 9 games last year or something like that. As for Seahawks, they overachieved, barely missed the playoffs. Just got to work on the offensive line and keep drafting talent off the draft. They've been doing really well with that. Yeah, this team could be a 12-win team. Offense coordinator, they had to move on from theirs. But I kind of wasn't a fan of that. But we'll see how that goes. JSN has been really good. We'll see if they trade DK Metcalf. Kind of prefer them not to. Yes, Seahawks are a pretty good roster for them, especially for them not making the playoffs. In the big game hunting tier, these are teams that are good, have a good foundation, but they just need more all-pro type players. First things first is the Rams. Already a busy offseason for them. Their quarterback was like kind of soft launching a trade request, but then he just didn't want to leave LA. He just wanted his money. So yeah, didn't talk about the Matthew Stafford stuff because it was kind of just rumors, and I was like, oh. And then he ended up re-signing, so I'm glad I didn't talk about it anyway. But yes, the Rams defensive line is great. Almost got them to the NFC Championship game. What they really need is the secondary upgrade, maybe another receiver, offensive line. That's always the things with these teams. And boom, that's a 12-13-1 team. Rams are always going to be good because they just have such a great process of drafting guys. They have a great process drafting guys. That's pretty much it. Packers really need a wide receiver. And yes, they need a real wide receiver. None of that peewee football thinking with, oh, every receiver can be a number one today, and this guy can go for 90 yards 1 week, and then the other guy can go for 80 yards the next. That's not how that works. That is a dream. That's a fairy tale. That's not how that works. Go get a real receiver. A receiver who can catch the ball and go for 130 yards any week. Devontae Adams, if they maybe end up trading him, DK Metcalf, someone along those lines. Niners, same thing. Get a receiver. Rebuild that defense a little bit. Definitely on the interior. Figure out what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. They traded Debo Samuel already. And yeah, guys should just get better. Defense should be a lot better with their new coordinator, or with their old new coordinator, Robert Saleh. And on paper, they should be better if they make the right decisions. Commanders already made a big swing. Well, medium swing. See, whatever you want to call it. Debo Samuel, good pick. I think Debo Samuel has a lot on his shoulders, like a chip on his shoulders. So I think he's going to be really good next year. And only for a first round pick. He's going to break a lot of tackles. He's going to get a lot of yards, preferably score a lot of touchdowns. So I think the Commanders did pretty well on that. Again, more of the story. You can guess it now. What do they need to upgrade on? Two words. The offensive line. But defensively, big game hunting. If they can get Myles Garrett, that's a money all-time move. Marshon Lattimore should be better in the second year. Yeah, upgrade the secondary. Upgrade everything, honestly, because linebackers are kind of getting old. And yeah, just don't let last season be like a flash in the pan for you guys. Just build off your cornerstones. And it's a tough division, but they can win some things. And yes. Oh, last tier. There's three teams. The fine-tuning tier. These teams are really good on paper. Two of these teams won like 13 plus games. One of these teams, I guess I maybe have a lot of hate in them. I don't know. But yes, the Detroit Lions. I'm not going to lie to you. They probably should have won the Super Bowl last year. I'm not going to lie to you. But they'll try their best in the offseason. Re-sign some guys. Hopefully their coaching doesn't really drop off. They lost a lot of guys in that department. They'll try their best. Just they gotta stay healthy. But I think they're kind of like a prime candidate for regression next year. I hate to be this bleak on the Lions, guys, but yeah. They'll be good next year. They'll be a good team next year. But they just got to draft well, which they have a history of doing. Eagles, same thing. They won the Super Bowl. Maybe upgrade at corner. Just release Darius Slay. Just draft high-value positions and go win a lot of games next year. Pretty much it. Team is pretty iron solid. Just signing guys to extensions now. And I have the Cowboys here. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I shouldn't have had them in this tier. I should have them in the other tier. Because now that I'm thinking of their team, they do need things. They need an interior line, a defensive line. Dak needs to get healthy. Need a wide receiver too. Need a running back. Need another cornerback. They might end up getting rid of Trayvon Diggs. Team has a lot of talent though. So it's not like... like, it could be worse, but, again, could be better. I should have had them in the other tier, though. But, yeah. Oh. That's the NFC tier offseason list. We hit all 32 teams. Yeah. When I come back from break, a lot of teams will be different. So, it should be good. My God. I'm ready to play some music.
Since a youngin', now we dreamin' of getting rich. Look at me, fantasize about a white picket fence. Tree used to want a pathfinder with some tents. That's all I need. Those 20s on that bitch and get it rinsed. But now I see my nigga that the world's a lot bigger ever since. Picked up the paper and they say, nigga, Eddie caught a body, I'm convinced. Anybody is a killer, all you gotta do is push them to the limps. Being timid in the civic, politicking with the pushers and the pimps. I'm trying to write a story, can I get a glimpse? And can I get a glimpse? Last night I had a bad dream. That I was trapped in the city, then I asked, is that really such a bad thing? They rapping the ends on the daily, can you blame them? That ain't ever had things. Guess not. Last night, they put up on my at the light like, nice watch, run it. Hands in the air now. Hands in the air, run it. Hands in the air now. Hands in the air, run it. Hands in the air now. Hands in the air. Hands in the air now. Hands in the air. Small
downtown Hollywood dreams. I know that everything that glitters ain't gold. I know this ain't always good as it seems. But tell me till you get it, how could you know? How could you know? How could you know? Listen up, I'm about to go and get rich. With me, we gon' circle around the villa and hit a lick. Got some trees, get some powder, bag it up and make a flip. And you gon' see me, one day we gon' graduate and cop a brick. And that's the key, keep missing up, I'm about to go and get rich. Stand back and watch if you want to. Me, I want my pockets fatter, better built. Tired of seeing niggas flown, I wanna flunk. Two muscle rollers in a Crown Vic. Trying like a nigga up, that's what they won't do. Do wanna know a funny thing about this shoot? Even if you let them kill your dream, it'll haunt you. Last night I had a bad dream that I was trapped in a city. Then I asked, is that really such a bad thing? I look around like, do you wanna be another nigga that ain't never had things? Guess not. Last night, we put up on a nigga at the light, like, nice watch, running. Hands in the air now, hands in the air, running. Hands in the air now, hands in the air, running. Hands in the air now, hands in the air, hands in the air now, hands in the air.
Forgive me for my childish ways. I look outside and all the clouds are gray. I need your hands to take me miles away. Your wish is my command, my command, my command. But before you go, I've got to walk you now. Whatever goes up, surely must come down. You'll get your peace, but no peace won't be found. So I just take me, man, take me, man, take me, man. Your wish is my command, my command, my command.
In the mail, let her open arm, hoping for a check again. Ain't no telling. Yeah, she invite me to the telly, keep the blade with me when I go to check a bitch. Ain't no telling. Yeah, police coming round looking for some help on a case they gotta solve. We never help it. Yeah, I stay up late at night thinking about my life. On a lot, will I get it all? Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling. Yeah, ain't no telling. Yeah,
no telling. Ain't no telling. Suitcase, I've been living out of suitcase. Still drinking any, if it's done, I take the douce. Oopsie, fuck it, I two-faced. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. True say, I've been going hard, but then again, they think I'm soft, think I'm innocent. I'm just looking in the mirror like I'm really him. Man, I'm really him, you just feeling in. Man, I got a blunt, can I get a light? Yeah, I took the summer off, get it right. Yeah, I gave these boys a shot, and they fail. Like you took the summer off, we couldn't tell. Dog, just bought an island, got a sail to it. You pick the casket, I put the nail through it. I ain't gotta do it, but somebody gotta do it. Hate if someone else did it, I may as well do it. Bam.
Envelopes coming in the mail, let her open them. Hoping for a check again, ain't no telling. Yeah, she invite me to the telly, keep the blade with me when I go to check a bitch. Ain't no telling. Yeah, police.
Calling, rock. World keeps spinning. The block stay high. The
block stay high. World keeps spinning.
Thank God for the game. My TV screen off the chain. My bitch off the chain. I came from the grain. The sidewalk chop. The block stay hot. Paranoid the cop to keep my gear in park. Pull me out the car to give me black dog. This is all kind of player. This is my mama flavor. This that raised by your granny. It's a nine later. Your pop's way too busy missing your mom's labor. Grow up just like your daddy to bagging baggies in alleys to where the streets is your family. Getting blurred by the same cop. Go to jail for a year and come home. Two of your drop. You know how that feeling feel when the feel when it's getting real. More to go around. Come jump in this water. Still with your mama living. 30 with no ambition. Your kid got no pot to piss in. You saying some fake. You selfish and sad. You lame. Hang on. Another man's success because blessed wouldn't let you finesse. You got the game all twisted. You lead you worse than these ladies. Your inner ain't aging. Reason the hood stay shady. Things will never change.
Do you do when you want what thing you got? There's no one here on your own. Stuck in the same spot. Do you do? What do you do? Take all it like you want. Don't need what you got. There's no one here on your own. Stuck in the same spot. Do you do? What do you do?
La, 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 la. Like you got the bottom bunk in a two-man sale.
A two-man sale.
something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucking ball.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no luck.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
when you got the yams.
The yam
brought it out of Richard Pryor. Manipulated Bill Clinton with desires. 24/7, 365 days times two. I was contemplating getting on stage just to go back to the hood, see my enemy and say,
oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run again, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no loss.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run again, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
You goat mouth mammoth.
I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This shit is elementary, I'd probably go to jail. If I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left, stuck a flag in my city. Everybody's screaming Compton, I should probably run from mayor when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, Betty, woo woo. Oh yeah, the judge, I made it past 25. And now I was a little nappy-headed with the world behind him. Life ain't but a fat. Screaming, Annie, are you okay? Yeah, you okay? Limo tinted with a gold plate straight from the bottom. It's the belly of the beast. From a peasant to a prince to a king.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no loss.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking.
King Kunta,
everybody wanna cut the legs off.
Yeah, I got another song playing, but trying to think. Not much music to talk about. I had a lot of long segments today. So, yeah, when I come back, talk about a lot of basketball. A lot of things in football is going to change. Man, that song is supposed to play. Yeah, a lot of things in the NFL world is going to change and should be interesting. Hopefully some music drops. Oscars was yesterday. That was cool. A lot of award shows for actors. Trying to think. What else? WWE was cool. Travis Scott was at WWE. That was fun. Smacked the guy in the face. That was really funny. Should be fun to see him in wrestling soon. But yeah, random thoughts. But I'll be back next week, same time. I'll be back in 2 weeks, actually. Same time, same location. And I'll see y'all.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the
spooky, scary skeletons and shivers down your spine.
You're listening to WONY. Only on TV. Stay spooky and keep it locked.
One, two, one, two. Seatbelt in, seatbelt out.
You know, Larry, this simple exercise will help us stay healthy, which keeps medical costs down.
But you gotta do it every day, Vince, because if you don't... You can get out of shape fast.